Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It can't be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Rebecca from Hopkinton.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Rebecca is on her way to work. What do you do, Rebecca? Where are you going?
I'm a camp counselor.
Oh, that's 3 days in a row we've had people going to camp or something. Which camp is it?
Are you so allowed? Much camp.
It's Lynx Camps in Wellesley.
All right. And it is the most important thing to do at camp. Do you have archery?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, good. Big round of applause for archery at camp. The more dangerous the activity, the better. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? Okay, goodbye, Kennedy.
All right.
Hi, Kennedy.
5 trivia questions are all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 5,688 wins, 414 losses. Rebecca, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Matt Damon's acting advice, don't gain weight for a role when you're over 40 years old. Matt Damon won the Golden Globe for the best actor when he played a stranded astronaut on Mars in a 2015 movie. Name the movie.
Oh, God. I don't remember the movie title. I can picture him. I just can't remember the title.
He was stranded on Mars.
Is it just Mars?
Question number 2. The entire Twister soundtrack is country, and lead actor Glenn Powell says he couldn't believe the list of names when he first heard them. He joked that it was like hearing someone list the Avengers of country music. Who's the lead actress in Twisters? Nothing. Rebecca? Hello?
Uh-oh. Hi.
Okay, you still there? Do you know the answer?
I know.
You don't?
No.
Okay, question number 3. 58% of people support the new sports being added to the Olympics, like breakdancing, although 38% of people say they're really not going to watch. Name the Olympic swimmer who has the most gold medals of all time.
Michael Phelps.
Gail King says the old rumors that she and Oprah were dating affected her. She said it was hard to get a date because people thought she was gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
Which national TV station has Gail anchored for over a decade?
Normally I'm really good these days when I'm not playing.
I get it. And question number 5. Post Malone and Luke Combs are apparently cooking up another country duet. Post Malone's second album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, debuted atop the Billboard 200. It set all sorts of records and had 2 number one songs. Can you name one of them? Think back to Post Malone in 2018.
Circles.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Whew, that was a journey. Rebecca.
How are we doing?
We're doing okay, Kennedy. Welcome back. Rebecca got 1 out of 5. Sooch. Intern Mac loves that a little too much, Kennedy.
Yes.
These are tough. Are you ready?
They were really really tough.
I know. I don't understand it. I think intern Mac is sadistic. I really do. Question number one, Matt Damon's acting advice, don't gain weight for a role when you're over 40 years old. Matt Damon won the Golden Globe for the best actor when he played a stranded astronaut on Mars in a 2015 movie named The Movie.
The Martian.
The Martian, yes. 1-0. The entire Twister soundtrack is country, and lead actor Glenn Powell says he couldn't believe it. He joked that it was like hearing someone list the Avengers of country music. Who's the lead actress in Twisters?
Oh, it's the girl who was in Sabrina.
Daisy Edgar Jones, Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
1-0. Question number three. 58% of people support the new sports being added to the Olympics like breakdancing, but 38% of the people say they probably won't watch. Name the Olympic swimmer who has the most gold medals of all time.
Michael Phelps.
2-1. Gail King says the old rumors that she and Oprah were dating affected her. She said it made it hard for her to get a date because people thought she was gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Which national TV station has Gail anchored the news for over a decade?
NBC.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's wild. We see it every morning in the studio.
It doesn't mean that I know what channel you're watching.
CBS. 2-1. Question number five. Every morning.
Again, you switch the channels a lot, Carson. I never know.
There's only two that we watch.
I don't know what to tell you.
Post Malone and Luke Combs are cooking up another country duet. I know you're waiting.
Bated breath.
Post Malone's second album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, debuted atop the Billboard 200. It set all sorts of records in 2018 and had two number ones. Can you name one of them?
It's Post Malone?
Yes, 2018.
Sunflowers?
No, Rockstar or Psycho.
Oh.
Rockstar or Psycho. Final score, 2-1. Whoosh!
Jeez, Mac.
Intern Mac, coming for them. I don't know what it's going to be like when Producer Dan comes back. Everybody's just going to win all the money. Sal's not going to be...
Smooth sailing. Smooth sailing.
All right. Well, Rebecca, we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Have a great time with archery. Please be safe this morning, okay?
Thank you.
I think you should add a new activity for the kids at camp today. They should play Campy Kennedy.
Okay.
I like that.
I can do some trivia with them.
I like it. It'll be Can't Beat Rebecca or something more clever than that.
Yeah, something like that.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Great job.
Yes, that's it. That's how we end this segment every day.
Awesome.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tanya from Saugus.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kennedy. It's actually Sonia.
Oh, Sonia. Sonia from Taugus. I apologize. Sonia, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Checking out the big board, 5,689, I think, is the correct number, right? 414 losses. Sonia, are you ready?
I'm ready. We're ready. Cora's in the car, too.
Corey? Good is that your...
Cora.
Hi, Cora.
Yep.
Hi.
How old are you, Cora?
I'm 11.
And where are you going today?
To a camp. In Beverly.
Is there archery at Cora's camp?
No.
Oh. Well, you tell them Carson said we need to have archery next summer, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Today is Mick Jagger's 80th birthday. Which band is he the lead singer for?
The Rolling Stones.
Sandra Bullock celebrating her 59th. Now, in 2013, She starred alongside Melissa McCarthy in a comedy about a special agent and a detective who take down a mobster in Boston. Name the movie.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'll say Ghostbusters, but I know that's not right.
Lady Gaga taught herself to sing poorly for Joker, Fully Ado, because Harley Quinn isn't a trained singer. She says there's plenty of bum notes from Harley. Before Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker was portrayed by the great, now-deceased actor in the Dark Knight trilogy. Name him.
Heath Ledger.
Question number four. Reports are saying that despite recent rumors, Tom Brady is not dating Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Brooks Nader. Who was Tom Brady's girlfriend before he started dating Giselle?
Oh, I don't know.
And question number five, Vanessa Williams refuses to get Botox, fillers, or a facelift because she wants to look like herself. Vanessa Williams is well known for playing Wilhelmina Slater on an ABC drama from 2006 to 2010. Name the show.
Oh, my goodness. Not Housewives. I don't know.
All right. That's okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Sonia and her daughter, Cora, who is 11 years old on her way to camp, is also playing this morning. They got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
You know, producer Dan is off this week, and intern Mac has been writing the questions, and he's going to make sure Sal's millions are safe, Kennedy.
Okie dokie.
Are you ready?
I am.
These are tough. Question number one. Today is Mick Jagger's 80th birthday. Which band is he the lead singer for?
The Rolling Stones.
80 years old. Unbelievable.
Still doing the thing.
Tied at one. Sandra Bullock celebrating her 59th today. Now in 2013, she starred alongside Melissa McCarthy in a comedy. It was about a special agent and a detective who took down a mobster right here in Boston. Name the movie.
I feel like I have one word. I don't know.
You should both get a bonus point for not remembering that movie. The Heat. It was so bad.
The Heat,
yes. 1-1, question number three. Lady Gaga taught herself to sing poorly for Joker, Fully Ado. Before Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker was portrayed by the late great actor in the Dark Knight trilogy. Name the actor.
Heath Ledger.
Tied at two. Reports are saying that despite recent rumors, Tom Brady is not dating Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Brooks Nader. Who was Tom Brady's girlfriend before he started dating Giselle?
Bridget Moynihan.
I read that this girl, Brooks Nader, is about 4 years older than Bill Belichick's girlfriend, though.
And 2 days before that, they said he was dating this other woman.
Is that her name?
No, somebody else.
Oh.
But anyway, I digress.
3-2, question number five. Vanessa Williams refuses to get Botox, Kennedy. She doesn't want fillers or a facelift because she wants to look like herself. Vanessa Williams is well known for playing Wilhelmina Slater on an ABC drama series from 2006 to 2010. Name the series.
Was it Desperate Housewives?
No, Ugly Betty.
Oh.
Ugly Betty is the correct answer. 3-2.
They're so hard.
Intern Mac has found his calling. I don't know what he's going to do with his life.
That's what he should do.
But at just 19 years old, he should be writing questions for Jeopardy.
To Jeopardy. 100%.
Yep. All right. Well, you don't get the cash on you, but we do appreciate you and Cora listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Sonia and Cora from Saugus, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie from Marlboro.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are there kids in the car? Are we going to camp?
Yes, Eric.
Eric.
Morning.
Morning, Eric. How old are you?
14.
14. Okay. So, you know, the question I always got to know, if you're going to camp today, do they have archery?
No.
No? What kind of camp are you going to, Eric?
It's just a social camp. It's their live action role play week.
Oh my God, that sounds like so much fun.
Is that LARPs? Is what they call that kind
of? Oh, I am here for everything.
A LARP weekend?
Yes.
It's a LARP week.
That's amazing. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Stephanie?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And just so you know, producer Dan is off on vacation this week, and our intern Mac has been responsible for writing the questions, and he's made it his mission to protect our boss's Sal's money, and he's been doing a good job crushing people's souls all week long with very difficult questions. Stephanie, are you ready?
We are ready.
Jordan Peele is bringing back the horror prank show Scare Tactics. It will air sometime this fall on the USA Network. What is the name of Peele's famous comedy duo?
Key and Peele.
Sting announced new dates for his Sting 3.0 tour. Name the band that he still plays with throughout his career.
The Police.
The Disney Hulu and Max streaming bundle is here. It's $6.99 per month with ads and $29.99 per month without. Disney also owns one of the most popular sports networks. Can you name it?
ESPN.
The director of The Notebook regrets saying Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling didn't get along on set. One of Ryan Gosling's most famous roles was his lead role in a movie set in dystopian Los Angeles. Name that film. Intern Mac is coming in. What you got?
Is it Blade Runner? Blade Runner?
I need the entire
2049.
Is Eric looking this up on his phone?
I don't have a phone.
You don't have a phone? That's amazing. That's a bonus point for Mom. Question number 5. Gwen Stefani is hyping her new Olympic song with Anderson .Paak and Ryan Tedder. It's called Hello World. One of Gwen Stefani's most popular songs shares its name with her second studio album. Can you name the song?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Gwen Stefani has a song. It's one of her most popular songs, and it shares its name with her second studio album. Name the song.
I'm not sure. Hollow Back Girl?
I'll give you a hint if you'd like. Akon is on the song. All right, let's get Kennedy. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy.
All right, let's see. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Stephanie and Eric on the way to camp. Got 4 out of 5 correct.
Really?
Yeah, these are really hard too, Kennedy. I'm flabbergasted they got these correct.
All right, let's go.
We didn't get
the last one.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
Jordan Peele is bringing back the horror prank show Scare Tactics. It will air sometime this fall on the USA Network. What is the name of Peele's famous comedy duo?
Key and Peele.
Tied at 1. Sting announced new dates for a Sting 3.0 tour. Name the band that he still plays with. His band.
The Police?
2-2. The Disney Hulu and Max streaming bundle is here. It will be $16.99 per month with ads. Without ads, it'll cost you $29.99. Disney also owns one of the most popular sports networks. Can you name the network?
ESPN.
It is ESPN, tied at 3. The director of The Notebook regrets saying Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling didn't get along on set. One of Ryan Gosling's most famous roles was his lead in a movie set in dystopian Los Angeles. Name the movie.
I don't know.
Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, right, right, right.
Intern Mac is doing a dance around the studio right now. 4-3 for Stephanie. Kennedy, you got to get this one right to win.
What I hear.
Gwen Stefani is hyping her new Olympic song with Anderson .Paak and Ryan Tedder. It's called Hello World.
It's so good.
One of Gwen Stefani's most popular song shares its name with her second studio album. Name the song, and I will give you a hint that I also gave to Stephanie and Eric. The song features Akon.
Sweet Escape?
That is correct. The Sweet Escape. I thought for sure we had you there, Kennedy.
These scores. Wow. That was a guess.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win with a tie. But Stephanie and Eric, you did really well. Seriously.
That was fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good at trivia, and I hope you're good at LARPing as well.
Oh my God, I have so much fun.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Stephanie from Marlboro, and
I'm Eric,
and we can't beat Kennedy.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.